Hello, everyone, and welcome to This Week Interesting. It's the 2nd of May today, and it's our 88th episode. I am your co-host, Demi, and today we've got our another first because it's the first time of my co-host being as a co-host on This Week Interesting. It is Natalia. Hi, Natalia, how are you doing?
Hi, Demi. I'm good, thank you. Yeah, thank you for having me today for the first time. And sorry for my black co-host screen. I tried to change my picture while being already logged in, and it didn't work out very well. So I did a little bit of crowd testing. So yeah, next time I will fix this.
Yes. Oh, it's totally okay. We have bugs with Crowdcast all the time. It makes for good memes, I'll tell you that. But so for everyone joining us either live or in the recording, for those live, this event is recorded. It will be published on the MOT website. If you join us later on stage, we do want to point out there's a code of conduct. This also accounts for the chat. So have a read through if you haven't yet. So yeah, we are going to start with going about a few of the things that are happening this week in testing. I saw some preparations Natalia made of a whole list of all kinds of things that's been going on this week. And after that, we would love to hear from you guys. So you can come on stage, join us, tell us about your week, start a discussion, share a first. We would love to hear from you. But let's first maybe start with going over the news we have gathered so far. So Natalia, tell me what is going on? I've been out of it for a bit because it's been so busy at work, so I've missed a lot, it seems. What is going on?
Yeah, don't worry, Dami, and everyone. I've got you covered. I did a little bit of homework yesterday. Yeah, a lot of things been happening in the club. I was reading different topics, great discussions. So still a lot of topics on AI, obviously. But I think it's more now moved from like testing or having LLMs in the kind of assistant model, but also moving to AI agents and how we can leverage and workflows and how to test them as a kind of a product, right? So those discussions were there. It did also fall out of radar, this rare atmospheric phenomenon that happened in Spain and Portugal, and I think also a bit of France, right? And how we as a as people, society, professionals, are we ready for those events? Like, do we have a disaster recovery plan and things like that, right? So that's interesting one. Been also a great one from Simon. He was wondering how many testers are in the world, right? And he also posted a link that there are 47 million developers in the world. And everyone can kind of predict how many tests there could be if they did a little bit of math, kind of based on assumptions, how many tests there could be in a team or per developer. Check it out. Make maybe some math, see like how numbers are going on. A nice, great learning from, let me just double check the names I've got on the doc, from Shardul, who did a big framework and learned a lot of stuff. And you can check it out. If anyone is doing this learning as well, you can have some nice checklist and see. And there is also a GitHub repository. So it's not only checklist, there's also some already stuff you can have a peek. Been a lot of discussions, different areas. I encourage everyone to check it out. Ask your questions if you have any, or you can contribute. Or if you'd like to contribute later on the stage, yeah, welcome. That's what happened on the club for the last week. Anything that you noticed, Demi, or maybe like heard what's been happening in community?
Well, I've seen some interesting courses happening about accessibility, as I believe next month there is a law going into place that requires certain levels of accessibility for all kinds of websites. So that I try to sometimes follow those because I'm very interested in that. And yeah, I also
Yeah.
saw the post that Rosie made about all the numbers about MOT, like how many episodes of This Week in Testing and how many contributions in the club and members and stuff like that. There's so, like, the numbers are so big. I was so surprised, especially because I saw how many attendees there will be at Test Bash. That just made me more nervous because I'll be speaking at Test Bash as well. So I'm now, like, the nerves are going up now. Because there will be so many people. Yeah.
Yeah. It's 700 people so far. All right. We are like beginning of May, and Test Bash is the 1st and 2nd of October. So we're not stopping here. So I believe there would be at least double. Oh yeah. I'm sure you will do great, Demi. I'll be there. I'll cheer you up at the back. So
Yay.
yeah.
Oh, I would love to meet you there. So anyone else coming to Test Bash, I would love to meet you guys. Come say hi. Come cheer me on at my first ever talk on a conference.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely.
I also saw that
And
there was a course about continuous quality that's just gone live on the MOT website, and it completely leans in with my topic. So I'm certainly gonna go do that course to get some inspiration on what I can do in my talk. Oh, thank you, Simon, and everyone else supporting me from the chat. I'm sure it's gonna be fun. But yeah, there was lots of news, Natalia. But I think maybe we can start asking some people to come on stage and join us and share their own news because there's so much going on. I'm sure we missed a whole bunch, but maybe the people in the audience can come help us and share how their week in testing has been.
yeah, absolutely. We would like to hear from you either any challenges or you want to add up, or just like how your week in testing been, right? So please come on stage, say hello, and show it to us. So maybe while we're waiting for people to knock on our door, how was your week in testing, Demi?
Well, it's been very, very busy. I can tell you that there were some high priority issues that we've been dealing with, and I recently joined a part of the team that actually hadn't had testers before. So I had a breakthrough last sprint of finally getting them on the same page as me. Like, this is what that a software tester can add to a development project and stuff like that. So I was so happy that I finally got the entire team on board. Like, yeah, the testers can help. So I was celebrating a win that sprint. So that's
That's
definitely something.
awesome. Yeah, that's a big win. Well done, Demi. It's sometimes it can take really long time, but when it happens, you really, really kind of nailed it, right? So I'm sure I think our audience can share this sentiment. It's a common challenge in testing and kind of showing the value. Yeah, I'm not sure if we have anyone who'd like to join us on stage. Do you see anyone on your side, Demi?
I don't necessarily see anyone. So anyone wanting to join, you can click the raise your hand button in the corner or say something in the chat because sometimes it doesn't work. So maybe in the meantime, Natalia, how was your week in testing? How did it go this week?
Yeah, it was a bit quieter. There was a couple of days off in different countries, like bank holidays, public holidays. So I had some time to do stuff. I'm helping other team with testing, and shortly saying I haven't been involved in development, so I am doing what I can, right? So I wanted to do the best approach, how I see, like from the beginning, but then I said, like, okay, I'll do how I can. It's going well, so I'm happy. Yeah, so diving into the like deeper work, I really like it. So when people are away, I can have that chance.
That is
Right.
amazing. And I see we have three people waiting to come on stage and join their week in
Yeah.
testing. It's so much fun. Okay, who should we get on stage first, Natalia?
I'm not sure. We can get. I see Christine on top of my list, so absolutely random, like from the top. Should we get Christine on stage?
Yes, let's get her here. Hi,
Hello.
Christine.
Hi, Demi. Hi, Natalia. How are you two doing? Your week sounds definitely super interesting. I had a different kind of week in testing. So for us this week, the sun came out, and we have here close to Berlin a very beautiful, let's call it fruit wine area. So not wine, it's more like fruit wine, and they have a huge festival around that. And we used yesterday's beautiful 1st of May, which is also a public holiday here, to go there and test out. I think at the end we tested out 5 vineyards. So we tested out how strong can we survive daytime drinking in the sun, and also the different vineyards as well, and experience the beautiful, I guess, countryside or village life of Brandenburg. And beside that, the week has been very interesting. I'm going to speak in, I think now, 3 weeks at the Istanbul Software Testing Conference. So I had to finish my slides this week as well. That was very interesting because I'm speaking about AI and hallucination and lies, but really more about how can you, what do you have to pay attention and testing for that. So it's super interesting to go in, like one of the, like a little bit of teaser, one of the thing is like, it's not the first time that these things happen, hey? So one of my examples is like from GPS to GPT, because there are has been big cases that people just follow along GPS routes into the middle of the Australian Ocean, right? So it's been before that computers are lying to us, and there are specific tricks, like specific hallucinations, things which exist before but now are amplified to AI. So I'm preparing that talk. It's very fun. And then also in, oh God, in, what do we have now? Like almost 2 months? No, oh God, 1.5 months. Oh God, oh God. I'm speaking at the LDX3 in London. So anybody who is also there, I would love to see you as well. I think it's a huge, huge conference, and I'm going to speak to all of these amazing engineer leads about how to quantify bugs and risks into business risks. So basically trying to really help a little bit more, like we experienced this week also a lot. There was a speaker training as well. Like, why do you do this? And my goal is giving these engineering leads, these dev leads, these CTOs, the understanding quality is important and you need it first, not like as a fifth or second thought, like what you had, Demi, in your team, but mainly also from the higher up level. Because if your higher up level understands what quality means in risk, and like, for example, it means that less customers are churning and all of these things, and how they learn how to communicate that better, then we're going to have more people get hired in the QA space. And just also more in general, this like understanding QA is not a bottleneck. Okay. And that's my goal for this talk. I have like one slide or so I'm still have to work on. This is very interesting to parallel working on two different decks. And yeah, other than that, we are going in our, oh God, I'm talking so much, our MVP phase in Epic Test Quest. And Demi was also part of the prototypes. And we are now preparing our Slack app MVP. I'm becoming the developer of my own testing application. That's going to be also very interesting. And I'm testing out multiple ways how to program something I never programmed in my life. It's very interesting.
Well, your week
Wow.
was packed.
Yeah. But the wine was good.
Yeah. How did like yeah, so I hope you're all well and sound after the wine in extreme condition. So that's a testing in live environment. That's
Oh,
awesome.
yeah.
Yeah.
It was
Amazing,
definitely, yeah.
Christine. Yeah, amazing. Lots of stuff you're doing it. And thank you for advocating for quality in those conference of lead devs. So majority of them will be developers, and I checked it out the agenda. I think you're the only one talking about quality, and we need a more mix and diversity as well on QA qualities and on devs together coming in and talking to each other. So I hope I will make it. I still don't know how, but I'm very determined to go to there.
That would be awesome. If you need, I have, I think, a 10% discount code somewhere. So I think 10 or 15% they gave me a discount code. So anybody who wants it, just let me know. I can send it around. Everybody should go there because we have to just be my speaker codes, like a lot of people have to be like, yeah, and then basically show quality is important. That is the main goal. Hey, it's like everybody has to be like, yeah. The door has to be exposed, and people think, why is everybody going to the stage? Because you want to learn about quality. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And how, like you said, it's hard to communicate quality to people that are not in your team or your manager or your direct reports. Like sometimes even harder to developers, but sometimes even harder to wrap in a correct language to stakeholders or owners or co-founders, right? Like why should we care about quality rather than revenue at this point, right? Which is interconnected at some point, but the language, how to say that independent, that connected, they're not independent things. It's hard, right? And might not work out from first time, might take some time. So yeah, well done. Amazing.
Yeah, it's super hard because you need to quantify it. Hey, that's what in the end the stakeholders and the upper parts all care in the end about money, which I understand, and that's why it's so important because they're gonna show also Sonos and stuff like this where we know they lost I think $500 million just because of UX UI issues. Hey? There is it has to be clear that these things are there and they cost money. Just the problem we have so far is like internally talking about this, learn like what you said, learning how to talk about that. What does it mean? If our technical debt increases, what does it mean if our release cycles are getting longer? There's a lot of things which the upper parts always just hear it. Like you said, even in the team, they understand kind of most of the times, but still it always comes down also, as you said, Demi, how well, like if teams never had experience with QAs, it's also very difficult to understand that if you just come in and say, hey, now we have to spend time on our CI, CD, built in tests. So you're thinking not go immediately through and all of only get warning messages and stuff like this. But in the end, you have to. I will try my best that basically get this message along that these things are important. I have only so much time, but the goal is really to like, there is a way to do that. You have to just learn and put effort in, hey? And then if I can teach these upper parts, like, yes, it's important. So next time they are in their, I don't know, engineering leads meetings, they're like, oh, maybe they're asking, okay, what about QA? And then it's like, yeah, somewhere inside, I was like, yeah, or like a Christine somewhere in the teams is like, yay, we're going to speak about QAs.
I know that I got my point across when the lead architects of the applications on my team at every sprint planning and backlog refinement was at some tickets, he started asking himself, yeah, but how are we gonna test this? And I was like, yeah, he got it. We got him on board. So those are the small wins.
It's not just a small one. And like every time I see that, it's like so much when somebody else asks, yeah, how can we actually test that? And then you see that it's like, yes, I asked this question now so many times. Now they ask it themselves because they know how important it is. So yeah, kudos to you, Demi. It's difficult to get that, but it's the first way. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. Maybe we should get some more people on stage because I see we still got some people waiting. So
Yeah,
let's.
absolutely. Should we get Javier? He was, I think, the second one on the list. And unfortunately, I think Sarah either maybe another bug or dropped it. But please join back if you still would like to join us on stage. Sorry for waiting.
Oh, not a problem. Hey.
Oh, hey,
Hey, Javier.
so just so you know, it is an audio-only event, so you can turn off your camera if it's okay for you.
Okay, no problem.
Yes, thank you. Hi, Javier. How has your week been? How is your weekend testing?
Oh, actually, it was pretty good. Just a quick, how can I say, a quick summary is that it's my return to be again an SAP test manager in my current work. So it's a huge challenge because they decide to have the functional consultants to do the testing instead of having a proper testing. I'm going to be only providing the strategy, managing the defect management. But the biggest challenge was to implement a tool to track all the testing effort. So it's a new solution that SAP have now. And I was the first person in the company to be able to configure that tool, to use it. And now I'm training the entire team about how, well, the best way to do it, right? So this client that I have right now has been a huge challenge for the entire team. We have a lot of issues, a lot of step backs with the project. But yesterday we have a meeting with the upper management, and they mentioned that we have a lot of challenge, a lot of problems, and they mentioned the only person who doesn't have any kind of bad feedback is Javier. the testing effort that we're doing right now is going great. That's the only team that we have positive feedback. So they picked me to provide a strategy about how to handle the client because I'm the only one that, without any issues at the moment. So for me, it was like a huge surprise, right? Because that they didn't tell me anything until we have that kind of all hands meeting with the entire team. And well, it was a great success this week because at least for in my side, the client is happy. So I got a very good feedback.
That's amazing. That's definitely positive reinforcement if other teams come asking, "Hey, can you help us with that as well?" So, oh
Yeah,
my.
actually, for example, started working like a kind of hybrid test slash Scrum Master because I'm helping with all the task management too now. You do something right and they give you more work, right?
Yes.
But that's doing great. So we will start with the test execution this week. We will already build our framework. I don't know if you ever heard with the Trisentis Tosca tool. So it's a very good tool to automate SAP. So we already built the framework. We will start working with the test cases and the automation at the same time. So it's moving forward. So let's see next week if I can continue with this or not.
Yeah, come join us in this week in testing next week as well, and tell us the updates. We would love to hear how it's going. That sounds
Yes.
amazing.
Yeah, and I'm glad
Yeah.
to be here. Sorry that I was late. I skipped the first 6 minutes, but
It's okay. You're here now. You can watch
yeah, no worries.
the recording later.
Yeah, I was putting my coffee and I realized the time and was like, oh, and late. Hey, there you go,
Yeah,
Gary.
congratulations.
Thank you. Gary, you have also hybrid roles. There you go. In the chat. And Mr. Simon, hey Javier.
Yeah, great to hear from Javier. Looks like you're doing great. Yeah, and great challenge. Yeah, I like how you said they give you more work if they see you doing something right. Right. So, yeah, it's a testament that you're doing right. So one day, yeah, you will find yourself with tons of work.
Yeah, my boss usually tell me that he don't want me to get bored, so he need to put me something to do. And by the way, I will go do it's an internal, that's why I cannot invite you, but I will be providing a kind of small conference talk inside of the company regarding the importance of testing in early stages. So let's see how it goes.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Yeah,
Yeah.
too bad you can't share it with us, but we would love to hear the key points and everything. Yeah, maybe you can share that. Yeah, the key points of benefits of starting early testing. Very
Of course,
important.
it will. Yeah,
Okay, let's see, Natalia. I see that we have three more people with their hands raised, hoping to come on stage. Our list keeps growing. So,
yay.
how about you press the button this time to get them on
Yeah.
stage?
Yes, I would like to bring Sarah B back. I think she was back. So thank you for waiting. We're very happy so many people want to speak. We'll try to invite everyone we can, but just bear with us a little bit. I'm using this tool for first time, so I'm just pressing the button and talking to you, and Sarah will should be with us now. Hi, Sarah, how you been?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me. Can you hear me okay?
Have you? Yes, absolutely. Yeah, clear and sound. How your week been in testing?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been a little bit spicy in places, so I thought I'd just share the story about what's been going on.
Yeah, please do. I'd love to
Thanks.
hear it.
Yeah, so I
Spicy.
had what I would consider quite a gnarly issue where part of my task, which I started last week, was to try to remove a sort of default setup flag from both of our iOS and Android like test setups. So the entire test suite basically has like a conditional flag saying this equals false. However, there's a plan to delete this flag going forward. So everything needs to work with this enabled. So I started looking into it last week and did a little bit locally and then decided I'm just going to push the change into a branch and push it up onto the CI and see how all the tests run and kick those off against it. So I did all of that. And then every single time, the entire Android test suite would just break, like 130 tests would break. And it really wasn't clear why they were breaking, like they were all breaking for different reasons, which to some degree is expected. So then I made another change where instead of setting the flag to true, I just deleted the flag because actually that is different, even though in practice it sounds the same. And then I got a result where only 20 tests failed, which is sort of in line with our staging environment usually out of, you know, 130, sometimes 20 will flake. I was really happy. Then the next day I ran it and 130 broke again. So then I was like, I am the definition of insanity at this point, running the same test and getting different results. And then I think as of today, I escalated it, dragged loads of people in to try and help, paired with people, really dug into it, still couldn't figure out, like loads of people couldn't figure out what the issue was. And I think as of this afternoon, one of our engineers has pushed up like a back-end change which has potentially fixed it for us, which is amazing. And I'm still very skeptical, obviously, so I'm gonna rerun. I've rerun it once and like 11 tests failed, which is fantastic. I'm gonna rerun it again, and then I'm gonna rerun the iOS suite as well, because it's all well and good if Android passes, but if iOS then fails, I'm in the same boat. So fingers crossed, my big headache of the week is going to be over very soon.
Yeah, we will be crossing our fingers to help you like make this work.
Yeah, oh, wow. Definitely. Very exciting if it is finally now like in a good place.
Yeah, I love those. Thank you for sharing. It's a really like interesting case. Like it's, I like all those cases when you kind of do the same thing but you get different results and you're like, I have no idea what is going on. But yeah, and then you involve other people. So yeah, it's great. So you share the problem with others, right? So it's also now a problem. So this is how people would like to help. Yeah, well done. Let us know how it goes. Either in here if you come back next week, or maybe in the club if you'd like to share this story. We're curious to know how you dealt with that and how things are going.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. I think like the lesson that I've got from it is like definitely spend some time digging into it yourself. You know, I was even mapping like this is what main looks like, this is what the test looks like, here are the failure reasons, like digging into all of that stuff. But you definitely sometimes will get to a point where you're like, I have looked into all of these tests, I have tried all these different setups, I've investigated all of these different flags. It's just time to like escalate this with the team, because it's our problem to solve, not mine alone. And so yeah, I kind of started being a bit more heavy-handed this week with saying, you know, this is, you know, needing some investigation. Even reached out to the platform team who weren't really sure how to fix it because they don't have the context. And then, yeah, finally, someone on my team, or actually a lot of us on my team, kind of put our heads together to try and fix it and work out what was going on. So fingers crossed, it's all sorted now.
Yeah, I love all those flags. Just like one, I always kind of like scared or skeptical of PRs that come in from my team. So like even from me, that's an one liner. And I'm like, I'm opening those like PRs that changes right away. I want to see that one line. Sometimes I remember still, I could put the whole site down. I had that in my experience. Yeah, thank you for sharing today and coming back. It's a long time waiting. So
it's okay.
Yeah, thanks for your patience.
Thank you for having me.
I see more people waiting in a waiting room. Shall we bring Demi? I think Ujwal was the next one and patiently waiting. I hope he's not driving today as he was driving last week.
Yeah, let's hope he's still there because I saw a message in the chat saying that he had to drop the call because he has a meeting.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Let's see if he's still here. Otherwise, yeah,
okay.
We'll have to go with Ashutosh. Yes, let's bring Ashutosh on stage. All the buttons. I always get distracted by the buttons. Let's see. Hello. Welcome on stage. How's your week in testing been, Ashutosh?
Hey, thanks. How are you, everyone? I see this an amazing panel here. I would like to first of all thank you. It's been quite a bit that I spoke on the Friday podcast, I would say, and it's lovely to be here back again. Hello to fellow Berliner too, Christina. Apart from this, yes, let's get to what or how my week has been. So I have been doing few random things, which are in general things. Especially this week was a short one. And yesterday was pretty crazy also in Berlin because everything was like everyone was partying and all these things. Apart from that, I think for work, just created some short rest assured tests for APIs, debugged a couple of issues with colleagues. There are some major test environment issues that we thought and discussed with the whole team. And yeah, there's a huge release, major release of the year. So test strategy and overall strategy to make that a success was major thing that part of my week. But I would like to share this that in past few months, rather the start of this year, I have, you know, sat for three different examinations and I missed some meetups. Like, for example, I missed one of the meetups organized by Christine in Berlin. And I was not that active on social media also and trying to concentrate on how things can be. So I would like to, you know from other people, how do you, you know, deal with examinations or do you feel the jitters? Because I feel them a lot. I mean, I need to basically close out on few parts of my brain to concentrate on what's in front of me and what is the next thing that I need to do. And apart and obviously you have to get your work days, you have to put in your 100% in your work days, but then all these extra efforts that you put in, like joining here, going for meetups, all these things then take a backseat. So do you guys also find it challenging? How do you deal with this? Any inputs from anyone?
Well, I can put some input. First of all, you should never miss the Berlin Ministry of Testing meetup because you always have good insights and everything. Yeah, Ashutosh. So in 2 weeks, we do the next one and I'm speaking there. So I hope I see you there. I think on the other side, I definitely agree with you. It's especially examination. It's not the same as public speaking because in public speaking, you always have the good thing that the audience doesn't know actually what you're going to say. So you could either say something wrong and they wouldn't know versus in an examination, like in an exam, if you say something wrong, you actually cannot get through. That's a little different. But what definitely helped me is because I'm also more of the like late, I cannot like study for these things months and months ahead. It's not me. It's like more like 2-3 weeks and like going studying full in. But what helps me with the jitters is like, so I'm participating right now in a positive intelligence program where it teaches you a lot how to basically bring yourself back to your body to like calm yourself. And there's something called like PQ web. So from little things like just closing your eyes and basically using the fingertips of one hand to touch the hand, just the palm of your other hand for like 10, 20 seconds and just focusing on this touch helps me now a lot. I'm using this in a lot of stress situations, and I'm exams are definitely stressed, to like calm your nerves, because you go back into your body, you center yourself in your body, and that can help, because in the end you learn and learn and learn all of this, and I know you know that. It's just like when you're then there, it's so stressful that you just have like a blank, you know. So it definitely helps, like some little exercises. I also have a good exercise I always do. There's a specific, I hope I can pronounce it correctly, pressure point between the thumb and I have no, that index finger. I'm pressing that as well quite often, especially before public speaking or anything. Like these kind of little things, which I trained myself to in my body, help me relax, because I'm pretty, like I said, I know you learn and you have your own learning schedule, but the most of the time the problem is when you go to the exam, how can you access what you learned, or when we go on stage, how can you access what you wanted to speak on stage, like for Demi as well, in that moment, and don't hyperventilate or don't like just blank out. And like going back to your body helps me, and I learned so much the last months about that this helps me. I used to do this for the other exams I had to do as well, like both the pressure points and stuff like this.
That will help in a couple of other exams that I have to give. Thanks.
I can share if anyone else, I'll be quick. I don't have anything to share for now. I think like you're doing the right thing to prioritize your examinations, like if you mean like exams, right? So I think it's one of the things that it's very hard in these days. Do not feel guilty of not being everywhere, but also finding a way to focus and keep the focus, right? Because priorities, that's how it's gonna help us. I'm not sure, like I'm like you, I have to do one thing at a time, otherwise I will be not successful in any, or will be stressing a lot, and eventually you're back, right? You will be back, you've done the examination and you will be back to community. We're always here, and we always support you, you know, in anything. So, and if you need to disappear, we've got your back. So you can come back anytime, right? Many different techniques works for everyone. I run a lot, right? So it's either good day or not so good day, rainy day, bad sleep, good sleep. I go for a run, clears my mind a lot and calms me down. Other people like Christine has some programs, some meditation. So yeah, but just know for sure that it's okay to disappear, and then there's always our door is open when you want to come back. That was my two cents.
Thanks.
I don't know if
it does help. And please go ahead.
No, I don't have anything to say.
I was just about to say that there are two things, like from the message from Christine. Activities that you do just before the examinations are important. And then from this message of yours, I take back that I need to get back to running. Thanks for mentioning that.
Yeah, we can chat offline about that. So, yeah, we can run online together. So, here you go.
Oh, yes. Can track with Strava and all. Yeah, if you're there. But
yeah,
other things are there. Thanks.
Speaking of meetups, you remind me, I wanted to share to everyone. There's a lot of meetups happening in the community. It's great to hear and see the next couple of meetups will happen. Let me open my notes, my lovely notes. On 6th of May in Castelo Branco in Portugal. It's also going to be in Tunisia, in Sousse, if I correctly pronounce. I even Google how to pronounce this a town by the seaside. Really nice, I would imagine, on 17th of May. And it's going to be one in London next Thursday. I believe that was phenomenally sold out in 2 hours. So massive success. We will be getting together in the Nell office, if I'm not mistaken. And Berlin, like Christine mentioned already, So those ones will happen in early days, and the events that happen in upcoming events, you can always check out on ministryoftesting.com homepage. So scroll to events, upcoming events sections, and all of them are there. All the meetups and all other events that will be happening this year will be listed. Yeah. I'm always seeing that someone would like to join on the crowdcast as well. I'm not sure if them is happening on your side, but when I click on the icon to people, I don't see anyone. So I'm a bit confused with this notification.
Of the books, Natalia, because actually still Ujwal, who has raised his hand, but he is not in currently on crowdcast. So if you scroll down to the registered people, you'll see him in the list. There with the button to accept them on stage, which is I've seen that one already a few times. It's a bit weird, but yeah. Anyone else still wanting to join, we still have some time. If you want to come on stage, share your week in testing, join in on the discussions about examinations and stuff like that, would love to have you.
Yeah, I'm just checking out as well chats to see. I was listening to people, but Alexander is saying that generally it's better to focus on a few things that be good at them rather than focusing with form on a lot of things in technology world. I guess he's referring back to Ashutosh and the whole area of being involved in everything. So it's a hard science to balance now, right? So I'm sure you, majority of people can feel it. Yeah, I like the idea from Sarah, MIT Run Club. Oh, I love this. Let me see. I'll keep this as a note. Yeah, so maybe you could have something running. Yeah, there's also, are you saying, Sarah, there's the company also hosting meetup in the next few months? Very nice. Is it testing meetup as well? That would be great to hear. Yeah.
Sorry, I realized I could unmute as well. I don't want to say anything in case it's not completely confirmed, but we're sharing about it nearer the time. But it's really exciting. We haven't done one in ages, but we used to host a lot of like meetups generally, and like have like things in our event space a lot. And we still do sometimes, but we haven't had to test one for a long time. So it's very exciting.
Oh, great news. Let us know. If this happening, no pressure. So we will be cheering for you if you can't attend themselves. I see more people would like to join the stage. I'm very excited of this little hands popping up. So I'd love to hear from more people sharing their weekend testing, their questions, challenges. Should we bring Demi? Judy.
Yes, Judy was the first one to raise her hand. So let's get Judy on stage. And Gary, I think we still have time to get you on stage as well. Let's see.
Hello.
Hi, Judy. Welcome.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Oh, we are amazing here. It's so much fun on stage. Thanks for joining us. How's your week of testing been?
Well, my week of testing has been good. I actually wanted to offer feedback to Ashutosh. I hope I said that correctly. But for me, like, anytime, so I get really nervous about lots of things, and I've tried like little tips and tricks to calm myself down, but sometimes for me, like, focusing so much on the nerves actually makes it worse. Like trying to alleviate the nerves, and it just doesn't always help. So one thing that I wanted to offer is that I try to focus on the content more. Like, I try to focus on what I want to actually do versus calming myself down, and then showing up as I am, because I can't change if my voice shakes or if my actually in interviews, if I'm job searching, I will tell the interviewer right away that I'm nervous, so my mind might blank. So if they ask me a question and I don't respond right away, I'm coming back online and I will ask them to repeat the question. I'm very honest with my nerves, so I don't know if that's helpful or not, but I try to focus more on what I'm attempting to do versus calming myself down, because my body just goes into fear mode. But then the other thing that I wanted to comment on is I've been in a space myself where I've had to kind of let go of everything until, I've experienced some personal things. Life is lifing, I'll just say that. And so I have dropped out of things that I would normally enjoy, but they just feel hard, in order to do the things that are helpful. So focusing on just, you know, whatever it is that needs absolutely taken care of. So, you know, focusing on my job, focusing on my family, even my friends, I've kind of withdrawn from them a little bit, but also in my mind, kind of reminding myself, like, okay, I need to reach out to people. Like, it's okay to not do that today, but you might want to, I don't know, make a calendar event for it, or like, just reminding myself that it's good to reach out, and it's good to, I can't remember who it was, but I put it in the chat where it's like, share your problems, whether it's in development or it's personal. So, just wanted to offer that as well. I've actually unsubscribed from a ton of newsletters, and it's calmed my inbox down. So I apologize to anyone if I've unsubscribed from your newsletter. It's not personal. It's just I'm trying to make my give my brain more space. So that's where I've been.
That's thank actually you, great. Yep. Thanks, Judy, for that insight. So what I would say is that I was part of two exams which were not face-to-face, and just multiple choice questions. And one was ISTQB. And it was, what I feel at the end, or even, the start of preparation of such things, is that you don't feel sometimes the whole value of it. So, it is difficult to sometimes keep it to your head that what is going to be the benefit eventually, because you're capturing a pattern of tests, doing some mock tests, and it is not going to help your case with most of the things. I mean, it helps overall, probably it helps widen your range of knowledge around things. It helps you understand maybe other scenarios too. And overall, since I was doing the management part of it, so how managing things can be, how different it is in different scenarios. All these things helps, but then this multiple choice questions does not always make you excited about reading some very specific stuff. And the other one was something related to the country that I'm in. But then again, that was, I had to read about this country's history and constitution a little bit to give an exam, basically, that I'm for visa purposes, probably, you can say that. And very recently, when I gave the German A1 examination, when I was speaking, so there are generally, when in language test is there, so you have speaking, reading, hearing, all these things. So that is when I felt what you were saying, a little bit of total blank out, because think of something in your own language and then you convert it, and sometimes you don't know the words of the translated words. Yes, so it gets different. But yes, what I would take away from your message is being oneself and letting go. That helps me too. Yes, thanks. And not specifically focusing on your nerves. So I would just jot that down in the chat too. Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah, of course. I feel like
amazing advice. No, I just want to say that it was amazing advice. Yeah, love to hear all those tips. I'm going to use all of them. I'm making a mental list of all the tips. I'm going to use them for my next time I need to speak somewhere or have an exam. This is amazing.
Yeah, I also jot it down a couple of, maybe there is a way we can put some, I don't know, like notes after the show and connect them somewhere. Would be nice. I like the one life is life in. Yeah, thanks. I'm checking on time. We've got 6 minutes. Gary is patiently waiting. Thank you for waiting. I think we can bring Gary in. We've got 5 minutes, so yeah, let's do that. Let me exercise my skills how to use features. Hi, Gary. I'm just not sure I can see you.
Gary, yeah. Can no. you hear yeah. us? Can you say something?
I think Gary might experience some audio issues. I see him muting and unmuting. Let's wait a couple of seconds. Maybe he can fix it on his side.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Hey. Welcome, Gary.
Oh, we fixed it. Welcome to the stage, Gary. How's your week in testing been?
Yeah, pretty good, and lots of ups and downs. I'm not surprised it took me so long, because this is the first time I've been here. I'm a new pro, so
awesome.
So I'm legit. So yeah, I appreciate the time. So the one thing that kind of like that sort of stood out this week, one of the things in my role as the sort of QA manager is, and I think a couple of you mentioned this, is that one of the skills we didn't necessarily want to have but have to have is marketing and marketing quality to those that are not in the QA space or the engineering space or anything like that. And there are times when you have the successes and you think, I think it was, I can't remember, it was someone else said that that you get that message across and they've cracked it. And it's like, yes, they understand it. But like this week, there was discussion about a particular wide-ranging change that they wanted to do in a system. So it was like a major refactor. So in my head, I'm always like cost, quality, time scale, and thinking of all of that. And so it was very kind of engineering-led sort of spike that they are investigating, and said, yeah, it's in order to make this better, it's like we need to sort of refactor our kind of sort of systems or a particular area of a system. And it was like, okay. And I said, well, why? And that was the one question that hadn't been asked, because they'd kind of delved straight into what. And they were looking at, okay, so yeah, well, this is an issue. We can refactor this element and make this better. But and I was like, yeah. And I, you know, it sounds really fun and really exciting. So there's a tester in me that wants to go, oh, this sounds really cool. But it's like, but where has this requirement come from to do this? And it was basically from the the fact that there was a customer had experienced a real edge case, that like once in a blue moon this thing happened, and we've kind of got an urge to keep this customer happy. So that's kind of like where this whole kind of effort was born from. So that's where and I'm kind of like questioning, is that big enough? Is that a big enough reason to do all of this work, to just do that? So that's the kind of like kind of thought I kind of want to put out, is it's like, how hard do you have to work to, you know, keep quality like and good quality, if you like, out there? It's so, yeah, that's my kind of like my battles I've had, the main battle I've had this week. I was late joining because there was an incident, so which you know, I'm then looking into why that's happened, but honestly, I'm usually better than this.
Yeah, that is definitely a thing. Like asking why people want to change, it can help us figure out like what is the end goal. Are we actually needing a new feature? Is there something like, what exactly do we need to develop to fix things? It's such an important question. We sometimes do ask it for our applications that are in maintenance. When they have a new ticket, we're like, why do you want to change it now after 3 years? And trying to figure out what is the root cause of this sudden change or this need for the extra work. So yeah. Asking questions is so important, right, Jimmy? Yeah, yeah. She said it in the chat. It is important.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, and Simon also put in a link about an article reminding us about asking the why questions. So yeah, that's also a good one to read there. But I just looked at the time, Natalia, and I believe we have come to the end of our episode.
We did indeed. Was a very good hour. Thank you everyone for joining and making it a highlight of Friday. Mine at least, possibly yours. That would be also nice, and sharing your experience. And please do come back next week. We're here every week. You'll have different hosts, but would love to hear from you how your week in testing and how we can help. Community here for you anytime when you're ready.
Yeah, everyone, thanks for coming on stage and sharing your stories, or joining in the chat, or just coming to listen to the recording afterwards. It was so much fun. We had so many different conversations and news. It was amazing. So hopefully we'll see you guys next week for another episode of This Week in Testing. Bye everyone.
Bye for now.